meeting to order on Wednesday, February 28th, 2024 at 7:32 p.m. Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for coming tonight. Thanks for your time adjustment to 7:30. We had an amazing band concert to participate in, some of us. Tonight, in attendance, we have Linda Keene, Brian Butler, Cindy Johnson, Juana Bratson, Miranda Brighton, and Cami Kaufman. And we'll welcome Juana if they come in. So we were all sent this agenda ahead of time. Could I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
I motion that we approve tonight's agenda.
Thanks, Cindy.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Miranda. All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? So our agenda passes for tonight. Thank you. And then Wanda was also amazing and sent out our minutes from our January 24th, 2024 meeting. And we had the opportunity to look over those. Could I have a motion to approve those minutes?
A motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Wanda. All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Okay, so our minutes are also approved from January 24th. So we'll go right into our library business. I mean, I can read it or you can read it, but... Okay, I'll keep going. And you interject when you know more than I do, which is most of the time. So March 6th is the next city council meeting, and that is when our contractor will be selected for our big library project, because it has been out to bid this entire time. So, I'll be honest, I have been to city council. It gets at 7 p.m.?
We'll
look at the agenda.
Yeah.
Well, put it out. You can get it in the middle.
Okay.
How about I will take it upon myself to make sure I see the agenda and text everybody at approximate. Does that sound good?
Can
you
get the agenda from the website?
I think that's the meeting it would have to be.
Oh, the meeting it is on the website, yes. And it's also in the state. I posted at the library, so I'll give it a note.
Oh, that's true.
So in that meeting, will we be allowed to give feedback? Or will the council just decide and that's that?
That's that.
Okay.
So there was only two bids.
Okay.
And you have to, and CDBG required to take the lowest bid.
Oh, okay. So it's not even like you choose the best one.
Okay. Well, so this is literally an announcement. This is just an announcement.
Yep, we already did the open bids. So I came to that, and the one was rather high. The one that was the lowest was still, it's about, I want to say, $2,000 more
than
our grant.
So what happens on that?
We do have some funding for it that has been saved for that in particular, because it was already in that grant that we have some of that had it for $13,000. Well, I don't know that that's correct, but so that'll have to be weighed into that as well.
Once they give you a bid, are they locked in at that price that they can say like, oh, inflation and materials
and no, once the bid's bid and you accept that, that's it.
Okay.
So does part of that extra money come from Lakeshore? They said that they would want to help with that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's just going to do like shelving and things like that, but they're already have, you're just going to donate.
Yeah. And this is strictly the outside of the building. This has nothing to do with the inside. That I have not heard back. I put in for that. For the inside, I haven't heard anything yet on that. So I don't know where that sits as of right now. But I'm hoping that this will start, once that is done, then it has to go to the CDBG people, and they have to look at everything as well, and they have to get, this needs to have requirements of everything. And then it'll be sent back to Todd, and then Todd will tell the project people, you can go for it. Yeah. They both are on the side. I did tell them I want the side done first. So we'll keep the...
Oh, so you get the handicap thing done on the side before you tear everything down?
Because we'll keep the library open that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Especially since that's the handicap entrance. If you
you do that one first and then everybody else go up the stairs, you're limiting the applicants. Well, it'd be nice to have done. They picked the right person for this job.
Yeah.
So then we'll move to our other piece of paper, because we just wanted to let you know, so summer reading will kick off early, and like the theme for summer reading, so if you're at the top, reading is your ticket to adventure, and our plan will kick off Friday, although we're not actually talking the details of that tonight, it is Friday, May 31st, from 3:37 p.m. in Garden City Park.
It's 4:30.
4:30, sorry, correct, I don't know. I just don't want any longer, sorry. And like I said, that'll be a future agenda item, but as far as what we're preparing ahead of time, the library and staff has kind of made this list up, and I thought tonight we could quickly just like, we'll put initials by it, but if we could each sign up for like 4 or 5 businesses we'd be willing to contact. Now that can be an email contact or an in-person or phone call contact that will probably mean you also need to contact them a second time or third or fourth. And mostly asking for donations for our library patrons as we participate in summer reading. So I put it in here, so I'll just paraphrase myself, but you could ask for like an actual item from them, because like adventure, camping, summer, something along those lines, or it could be some sort of like an experience. I'm giving you a gift card to come do this at our establishment or things like that.
I also like the Cocoa Mill Playhouse because I'm from there.
We have specific ties to places by all means.
If you need, I already have a letter from last year that states that we are a non-for-profit.
Can you just read
something? Yeah, Wanda just for I'll send it to Wanda and then she can just make sure everybody gets it in the meeting.
Okay.
Because if you get online, and a lot of these you can just do online, and after filling it out, it lasts for that, and you can just upload it and send it to them.
That's
perfect. I know they don't know quite a while, so I'll do that.
Oh.
My brother wants to hire a baby, so I also dress as Toad on my way to work, so I think we're like Toad and Austin.
Mm-hmm. And they were so good last year, I just don't think they'll have a problem. I actually just called them on the phone, she's like, I don't like baskets, they come up, so.
Yeah.
Oh, we got an extra one.
That's why they changed fat cats to skinny dogs.
Yes, and I got that yesterday, and they laughed at the new sign. So apparently, new owner, and they just changed the name.
So they said that new dogs and the skinny dogs were skinny.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. And I don't know if that's all. I just know that's the one right in downtown Austin that changed to that.
All the chapters to come.
I can do some of them on the other.
I'll do Ace and Brayers.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I love the old barn.
Yeah, I have. I know a guy that's pretty involved out there, so.
And what one did you say?
I only have the barn and Ida so far. And then one I have referred Toads and IFA.
Yeah, I also drive past some of the members, so I could do that one. Mm-hmm. And then, Seaquest, that's the one I'm looking
at. Yeah.
And they're really good too.
They get all these apparently.
And what else would you say besides the
Seaquest and the
I'll do Ogden Dinosaur Museum because we go there at least 4 times a summer.
Boys are super obsessed.
And what did you say?
Ace and Warriors.
Who's the tractor supply?
I did.
Okay.
Does Bernie have some on here? That was good.
And I think honestly, if you have other places that you talk about, I'll do
that. That's my neighbor. She works
on the floor.
One, just the children twisted sugar.
We might have to buy a cookie and go in there.
I know, I have a little free cookies that you should have.
That's nice, I didn't know that.
And we already did Crystal Hot Springs is done. They are.
And you have boxes and all that stuff. And Crystal Hot Springs is done?
Yes, they already.
And all the makeup apps as well. And that'll be my fault.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks, guys, I appreciate all this.
On city formats, you will need that letter, so I'll make sure you get it.
Okay. Which one was already done, was it?
The Brigham Pool, the blue one?
Which one did you say was already done?
Crystal. Sorry, I'm looking all over that.
Fire December Pool?
Yeah.
Some of these are all down.
The one on Main Street, because there's that and there's a Dollar Tree.
Family Dollar.
Yes, it's the one on.
Did you say the makeup place?
Yes.
Didn't we forget to be Family Dollar or Dollar Tree on our list?
Oh, I did Family Dollar last year.
Oh, I did.
If I, yeah, they donated.
Okay, I'll do the.
Really donated.
And Moana, maybe with them, you could ask if they would be willing to donate like maybe a cooler or something, since it's, you know, venture.
They just did it.
Well, they did do a lot of them last year, it's pretty cool, but.
So we can basically ask them for funding or for items to.
Can't ask for funding, just items.
Well, what if they wanted to do a, like, a gift card?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, to their account.
We don't want to go to the library check.
No, we can't accept a check.
So.
Not for the gift card, I don't want a gift card. Yes.
So Marcy was telling me ahead of time she couldn't be here, but I'm sure she'd be willing to help with this list. So I don't know if we should just, to call it done, should we just assign me and Marcy out everything? Should we do that, or do you really care to know who's doing the rest of them?
Well, I'm okay, like, you can add, like, give the library walkers numbers. And I'll try this Heritage Theater too. I do know someone that helps with that.
Did you say Walker?
Walker and Heritage.
I'm okay to try this Lofton as well. Logan. Is it Escape Room?
Yeah, Escape Room. Oh, that sounds fun.
I'll do the Island Aqua Park because I looked that up. That's over Bear Lake Way.
Island Aqua Park. And what else did you say that, right before that?
The Locked In.
Oh, okay.
And I'll do the State Park Pass as well, the library. Okay.
Well, thank you. I'll have you to find.
Whatever, you guys just decide between you and Marcy, let me know, and what's left over, I'll just do.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna have one more, I'll take one more. I only have four.
Okay. Thanks, you guys have a dream team, seriously.
Thank you so much.
Normally I'm like, holy team, but this is so easy, so they.
And now if you offer just bringing up 20 awards to the library. There's no limit, but there's also no low expectation. You just try whatever.
Yes. Okay, so Marcy and I split these other ones, and yeah, I'll forward you. In fact, would it be helpful if I just retype this up with our names next?
Yes.
Is that helpful?
I would definitely ask Charisse. She may know some of.
That's true, she may know, so I'll ask Charisse as well.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, that means that here in Bolt, I just put, so as you receive donations, you're certainly welcome to drop them off at the library. They'll be kept very safe and awesome. But you also can bring them to our next board meeting. We are taking March off to focus on this, and so we'll be back April 24th. So, that's up to you guys. But if you have, you know, spare bedroom and just want to put our stuff in it, we're ready to move it. Right. I know. I know exactly.
thank you again for that. And if you have any questions or like think about businesses, just let me know. I'm happy to be your person to add to the list or take away whatever needs to be done. Okay, on our agenda, we'll move to Cook Shack. So we're just curious if anyone here has a food handler's permit.
I think my last one, I can leave.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
I can also have Randy get one as well.
Oh, because we talked about, because we need an additional, like, a food manager one.
Yeah.
For our
store. I don't know. I just know being in, either in this Cook Shack or over there, that even at the football, you have to have a food handler manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
I will have Randy do that. She's fine with doing it, and we actually have a budget for something to that effect. Education.
And so we're under the impression that as long as we have that person designated and trained, that we consult with them, and then any events that we do, so now for tacos or football, we are covered under that
umbrella. Under a manager.
And if you do update yours, then that's helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should. But most basically they can just tell us the best food handling practices as we're all showing up so that we are doing our city's
work.
It's not a disservice. And yeah, do you want to just talk maybe a little bit about the schedule of that since you
know
a little bit more?
Okay, so this is kind of how this was worked out. So for any ball tournaments, any softball, baseball, whatever they play over there, the park and rec people, will come and help us serve whatever, hamburgers, whatever we want to serve. Hamburgers, hot dogs, they'll help cook and help us do that. And all of that money will come to the library. And in return, during the football season, we'll work in their little shack, and that money will go to them. We'll go to the brick people.
Okay.
So I agreed to that and thought we
okay. And you said we have one for sure turnout.
So yes, in June is the, I think it's the 28th and 29th.
And so just, you know, in our future board meetings, we'll have, you know, where the upcoming one will say, so who could help with this? And we'll kind of figure out the details of that, but it's not nearly as involved as Navajo Taco Night. It's
no.
A little bit more show up to labor while you're there, not so much buy and prep the food.
Right. I think that all of that will be done at one time.
At
that time. Between us and I'm sure if we're the ones that are going to benefit from doing that, I may have to buy a hamburger patties.
Oh, so we may be doing some of the shopping.
Yes.
Okay.
But
won't be as involved.
Won't be, you know, I mean, to me, that's going to be a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We have a hot dog that they're already over there. Put them on. Which leads me to
Wheaties.
Great. Okay. If they're going to kind of do these ball games, which I anticipate there will probably be at least six. There is a time when I don't know why, but there are girls that come here and play, and it's kind of during the school season. I don't know why they're out of school, but anyway, they're there a lot. And so I anticipate that will be probably a pretty good fundraiser that we get. So for Wheat and Beat Days, I don't know how you guys feel about maybe changing the menu.
Instead of Marvel Chocolate. I'm all for being simple.
Okay, because
just love candy, but in packages.
So Milan, they have their Milan days or whatever. Anyway, they sell nachos.
I was gonna say nachos are super.
But they sell super nachos with them, and that is barbecue. So you have your nachos with your cheese, you put barbecue on it,
like pulled pork or something.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's already ready.
Yeah.
Sounds.
And
so much
we can sell that, and they can have a barbecue if they want.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to be like cooking and we don't have to be trying to make things.
Right, we're on the ballot, hot and cooking and, yeah.
I will, yes.
So I just decided to change the menu. Just know that the reason Navajo Tacos came about, so we've done 2 years, is because someone requested that we try to mimic Native way, Swiss steaks.
Yes, I just know
that's how it came about.
And I talked with that person.
Yeah.
I talked with that person.
Good.
And because that person suggested a better way to do the dough, or blah, blah, and I said, we're not doing it. Sorry. So we're going to change up the menu.
She said, that's okay.
I don't care. Just make it yummy because people like yummy stuff. I said, people would eat anything. Yeah.
And we're sitting here and talking about things and your kids are wanting the food. And, yeah.
Well, and they're
but I think it's nice to have a little bit of variety. Because honestly, with this little hot dog machine that I found over there, the sports thing,
we can get corn dogs
and throw them on there.
Yeah, we have corn dogs.
We have
corn dogs.
We need to do
nachos and barbecue nachos.
Yeah,
they could be even brand new.
That's right.
And I do feel like this past summer that a lot of people, because we advertised so much, so many people came literally because they were coming to
support
the
life.
So whatever our menu is, I feel like we still have the basic people that would,
and I feel like a lot of people came to eat the food.
Yeah.
They weren't even there.
They were just taking their time.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we are.
I agree. It was to support the library.
Yes.
So.
And so.
We just have to, so at this point in time, I know last year we said we were using it for carpet in the library. That is still a big what we need help with because it's a lot more than what we made. Mm-hmm. So we can still do it as that, or we can do it. I can't do it toward the next CBDG because I've already.
And you have to turn it in to the elevator.
I already turned it in and I already stated we had no funds to donate. So I can't like, oh, now we
can. Carpeting, I think.
Yeah, so we won't get it like for until we know if the inside is going to be done or not be done.
But still, we got it.
I still have the funds. So,
well, if we're going to add wheelchair ramps and stuff, we're going to need carpet anyway to replace what's already
been done.
Yeah.
So, you can still just put it towards carpeting.
Is everything put above that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do we want to we don't necessarily need to advertise our summer tournament fundraiser.
No.
Because we're catering to the people that are attending the tournament,
correct.
Not the general public.
Correct.
I think it's stressful to hurry though.
It's all gonna be anyway. It'll be
for a lot of people.
Okay.
It's okay though.
I mean,
well, everyone knows that there's food in the games.
Yeah.
But you don't need to advertise that.
Yes. Well, actually, I do kind of need to give Shannon a little bit of an agenda because he will let them know because there has not been food there before.
Oh, really?
So people will bring their own food.
Oh.
So he said, I will now announce to them that the cookout will be open.
I heard the tournament. He lets them know the event.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Okay. All right, we'll move to board business. So, I have been on a hunt and it has not been successful about an ethics or open meeting recorded tree. Talked to every person at Tree Mountain. They said the last time they did one was 2020. Don't we have to do one every single
day? No, that's not. Did you talk to Kim?
Mm-hmm. And to Becky.
Kim! No, that's not true.
Didn't you hear them say we found something recorded and it was very succinct, very
yes.
To the point and very short?
Yes.
You could just watch
it.
Yes, and they have to do it every year.
You have to have this every year.
So, we're still on that. My only person I haven't gotten back to you, Charlotte, from our office here in Maryland. And so, hopefully, there's something because, yes, we are hoping to find just some sort of online video that can be watched so that as Linda recertified our library this June,
that we can say our entire board has been part of this training, which means we all are to the level we need to be at to be part of the board and our library and all that.
And this is for, I mean, this was for even city people had to get.
Yeah, this is not, four months was out without it.
It was in February or something.
No, it was in February.
October.
Yeah, it was like a bit of a shoot.
When did you go on the contract?
When did you go on the contract? Yeah, it was out here.
And it was over.
Yeah, I have to put you on the spot. So there should be a recording of it. I don't know that there'd be a video, but there should be a recording.
And that's why I was contacting Cheryl. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe they just recorded ours.
Yeah, I'm sure that she did.
So I'm sure it's that one too because we were gone.
Yeah, you were gone.
So I, like I said, I've been running around. I will follow up and then I'll let you guys know and then just you have to.
That may, we'll just say that it may.
And to watch that. Or listen to it.
Or listen to it, yes. Anyway. And like I already stated, just so we're going to skip over our March board meeting, but we'll have our, we'll be looking for businesses for their donations. And then the city business updates on that. I feel like you're updated on that one.
Yeah.
Any other?
And so,
no,
still going. So I should hear sometime in March about the grant I just did in January, the new grant. So I should hear sometime in March about that.
So what was that for?
Yeah.
The CBDG again.
Oh, okay.
So is that for the year, the fiscal year beginning July 1st?
That is for the fiscal, that is for this year, 2024.
Oh, the calendar year. Okay.
So we put it in, and so in March, I'm pretty sure, Brian, he's from RAG, who's kind of over that too, he told me he would contact me in March, and he said, I will let you know kind of where that stands. We probably have to do a few more things, like I'm pretty sure I have to have a lead
test
done, because they'll be going through the wall.
Well, this is for the outside, correct?
Yes, and I don't, they already did this.
There's asbestos in there.
Yeah, and they already did that test. And I already have it, but it's only in the floor. It's not in the wall.
That's why, the carpeting has never been torn out because of the asbestos.
Correct. So the carpeting has to go for the walls up in there. But,
which is why it's like there's stains and stuff that we want.
Yeah. Because you can't tear it up.
Well, then that makes sense why in the past they've talked about the sections are perfect. So then if you need to replace something, you're just pulling it back square and then mixing it, but I don't know how they pull that off. Anyway.
I would just put it over what's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what I was, when I was talking with Tom off the engineering side, I just go over it a little bit. Downstairs might be different because that's also on that floor. You could probably do that.
But not all of it's in that floor because you've got that raised area.
Yeah, that little, and I don't know what if that would happen or not. Mm-hmm. I have to read the report again. Mm-hmm. I know it's definitely in the upstairs floor.
So would that be the ceiling also as well?
No. No.
Oh, it's just the floor?
Just the floor. I guess it would be downstairs ceiling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, so.
Yeah.
Huh. But they wouldn't grow weaker than that up for any reason.
Unless we do the elevator.
Yeah.
And that, we're going to, and where we put that is going to be, so you'll come in, here's the doors right here, and the wheelchair will have to wheel here, and there will be a platform here to get on. So in this corner, so this is the reading area, that's where it will be, in this corner. And when it goes up the upstairs, it's in the far west corner. And not where the 3D printers are, but the others.
The right section.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it will probably take out about 7 shelves.
Oh boy.
So we locked in 7 shelves. And then there will also be another right here. Landing and then the ramp will come up to the stage right here.
Is there a way on the shelves that you can put them on the outside of the building? Probably not because it doesn't have like walls up, but kind of
probably move the junior fiction section upstairs where the 3D printers and stuff are now. And we'll move those downstairs and have that be like a tech, little tech center down there. And then we've got the shelving on the walls. And then,
and put a fence in for my daughter.
To not get you.
Yes.
We do that, we can shut the door for story time.
Mm-hmm.
Because there'll be no books to go after, there's no books to look after. So
that's true, you know, yeah.
So good after.
Except so we got the bathroom there.
Yeah, but you can take a kid to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But there's no reason to be out there looking at the camera, so during story time.
Right.
Anyway, that's the whole, that's just a big plan. We'll see what happens. And once that's done, where this ramp is, we'll have the, so it'll kind of come like this. So this will be shelving and shelving downstairs on this side.
Kind of create a little barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this is kind of like where Emma's it or whatever. And then we'll still kind of have this open area.
No wasted space. I love it.
You've seen everything.
And we did make some changes. I guess I'll tell you really quickly. We did make changes on the outside of the building. On the east side of the building, they had like round circles, and I thought they were like, oh great, this is perfect. We'll have places, you know, cement. It was not. They were trees. I didn't realize that. And so in talking with a couple of the contractors, there's like, just so you're well aware, the way this is set, you will have a lot of maintenance to do on a lot of these things.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ow.
We need tables.
So just so you know, there will be no trees on the east side. There'll be one tree and two cement pads to put a table on. Once you get to the side of the building and go back, there's nothing. That's just going to be total rock or whatever they put down. There's not going to be anything back there. We'll have a couple of butterfly bushes in the front. No hedge shrubs because I'm not good enough. And on this side, there's the flagpole, and it will have the benches will be put there that we already have, but they'll be bolted in. There'll be a bike rack, new bike rack,
yes,
where the book drop is, and a couple of cute bushes, like butterfly bushes. Foot drop will be in the downstairs door.
Okay, good.
Going inside the building.
Is that what we should do for our fundraiser this year, or does the door count as the outside with the renovations of the steps? Are they going to give us a new door too?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So we don't need to worry about
it. Okay.
Yeah, the door is all in there. All right.
But I don't know. What I wish I would have done, and I didn't think about it, was put a canopy over. Downstairs door, if I would have run a canopy.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's something. And everybody, the contractors did tell me you can add that in very easily. So
because it's kind of self, it stands alone, so it doesn't have to be part of all the construction.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be nice to help.
Okay, so something
now? No,
that's all I have. Just let you know, I changed things around.
So we don't come out and say, we're all true.
My son the other day, we're going to the library, and he was walking up, and it was like he noticed it for the first time. He was like, Mom, there's rocks all over this. And he was like, hey. And so I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Go get some. All right, since we don't have any public presence, said, our next meeting will be held April 24th at 7:30, and all future meetings will be held in this room, so we have that to record it.
So.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Cynthia, on the paper.
Yes.
Any votes? No. Okay, thank you so much, everybody.
The time?
Oh, the time, it's 8:08.
Thank you.
It's my anniversary.
I'll be late.
Okay.